Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances. In 2017,
it's a try! Run hard and tackle hard.
You'll hear more footy than ever before. Across the Triple M network. For Bryden's lawyers, protecting your future. Peter Sterling, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, and James Hooper.
Oh, you gotta love your rugby league. Triple M rocks the
footy. This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
Lovely to be with you on this Saturday afternoon. Big game of footy, 3 o'clock. The Knights and the Dragons in beautiful Newcastle as we speak in the New South Wales Cup. Illawarra has just gone over for a try. They trail the Knights 6-4, 22 minutes gone in that game. A conversion attempt just about on its way. Are they, they're not the Steelers anymore, are they?
No,
officially the Dragons, or are they just Illawarra these days?
I think just Illawarra, I think they've changed their name to.
6-4 in that game of footy. Plenty to get to. We're going to talk about Josh Reynolds and an interview he did with Triple M. We'll hear from that shortly. Plus, of course, what does the Fox say?
Speaking of the Steelers, Tom, congratulations to the Steelers. They had a reunion last Saturday. I think the Manly coach, Trent Barrett, and also the Dragons coach, Paul McGregor, caught up and had a beer that day. And then obviously they were rival adversaries the following day. Mary got the chocolates. That's twice this year.
And what was it like, Ryan, the reunion?
Oh, it was brilliant, Tony.
It was down in Wollongong.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see you there because I was with the boys. I was sitting in front. I was there as a parent.
Well, you would have been working. Did you get a start?
Did you get an invitation?
Who, me? Yeah. No, I didn't get an invite.
Well, you're a Penrith legend now. You're a Panthers legend.
I go to the Penrith front.
Wait. You didn't get an invite.
Didn't you?
How many games did you play for Illawarra?
SG ball all the way through to one season of in the NRL level, about 22.
Wow.
Because I was reading in Steve Mascord's column yesterday in the City Morning Herald saying it was a great Steelers reunion. Must have gone over the weekend.
Was Steve there, was he?
Yeah, he was there. He hadn't played, but he got an invite. And he said, he talked about Jeff Masters, who played.
Was Jeff there?
Yeah, well, he was. He played 25 minutes of the Steelers' first trial at Dapto Showground in 1982 on the wing, not in first grade, but in third grade. He was replaced and told not to come back. And according to the MC, Michael Bolt, he's been to every reunion we've had.
Yeah.
Mate, good luck to him.
If he's there, and I
maybe
think
they're
it's
short
great
on seats.
I love that story, Jeff Masters.
Yeah.
And yet you didn't get the tap.
No.
Okay. I can't believe you were Jeff, working anyway. You took the girls to the footy out at Penrith.
Jeff Masters, I can't believe you got to start before me. My parents paid for me to trial at the Steelers.
I remember when you trialled down there.
And myself and Nigel Roy, they took Nigel Roy. Bob Millwood didn't select me. That's fine.
Right.
I don't care. I'm not bitter about it. I won 3 premierships, so too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but hopefully they had a good reunion. But also,
He's a good man, Bobby Steeler.
He's champion. Can I just wish a good friend of mine a happy birthday?
Okay.
Happy 24th birthday to Jordan Spieth. So,
a good friend of yours.
Good friend of mine.
This is what 10 hours
segue out of the Steelers. How do we segue out of the Steelers into happy birthday to a good friend of mine?
We'll give him shout outs to the Steelers. Shout out to Jordan, which he'll be back later this year. Hopefully, I'll play with him in the Pro-Am.
This is what 10-hour sleep does to Wendell Saylor. It's terrifying.
Wow.
Terrifying.
Unless there's another Jordan Spieth that we don't know about.
Can we get a mention for Park and Fly as well?
Ryan Girdler might not have got an invite to the Steelers reunion, but of course his career has just absolutely blossomed to where, as we know now, he's one of the greats in the commentary business and in the interviewing business. He really knows how to open somebody up when he's interviewing them. We spoke earlier about Harry Weir and Naira.
Bobbled it, Tone. You bobbled it.
But I held on, don't you think?
You did. You got it back.
I think I held on before it hit the deck. This was, I think, his debut game, as
it
we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, this year maybe, I think.
Yeah, it was. And it was terrific.
He played well.
Yeah, and he answered well. Have a listen to this.
To you, boys.
Yeah, great work. Ryan Girdler, Corey, congratulations on your debut. Outstanding performance tonight. Gee, I'll tell you what, looked like the coach kept your role pretty simple. Just run straight and hard on that left edge, and you certainly did that tonight.
Thank you very much, mate. It was a good night. Thank you very much.
Nah, you're welcome.
Cheers.
We done?
I think so.
Okay, very good. Corey, congratulations.
Well done, Corey.
One of the great.
Like the King Elvis. Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's Michael Parkinson style interviewing.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Radio.
Time for this.
What does the Fox say? Foxy.
Yeah, Jimmy Bucks, give it to me. I've had plenty of sleep, but I'm going deep, deep.
Oh, it gets creepier and creepier, that thing. Okay, Wendell, I know how much you love the entertainment business.
I do.
And so let's talk about grand final entertainment.
Oh,
and the
really?
NRL,
yes.
They're shooting for the stars.
Okay.
It's not over the line, but their number one priority is to try and get
Justin
Foo
Bieber?
Fighters.
Oh,
Foo please. Fighters, right? But their schedule is a little bit jammed, so they might not be able to get it over the line. But failing that, the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, yeah,
also,
nice.
Yeah, right in contention.
Wow.
So I like it.
Yes.
What do you think, boys? They're aiming big.
I think Foo Fighters is an absolute natural fit.
Would
be brilliant.
Oh, Black Eyed Peas would be
good. Are they still
too.
Together, the Black Eyed Peas?
No, they're not. They're not.
Oh, they're not.
Are they?
No,
okay.
No, no.
Well, okay, well, that might
we'll get them back together.
No, but Fergie went out and did her stuff. And
Fergie, I don't think Fergie would be involved, but I know they are. Black Eyed Peas is plan B if they can't get Foo Fighters.
I'm quickly losing
line.
Interest in the Black Eyed Peas now. Fergie's not going to be there.
They split up. They're going to have to get back together.
Yeah.
It could bring Fergie back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Put Powderfinger back together. They did actually at Splendor in the Grass just recently.
No, the Fooies would be great.
Yeah, no, I think the Fooies.
I'm all for the Fooies.
100%. Look, second up. Just a massive rap. Cameron Smith's going to play tomorrow, so it'll be his 350th game.
Wow.
This bloke's a freak. He is up there. If he's not the greatest of all time, then he's only
top
an absolute
two.
Shandy behind. He's going to play tomorrow. Obviously, we know that he sustained that small pectoral tear last week, but he's trained throughout the week. He got through captain's run and contact yesterday. 350 games tomorrow. Tone, his family will be down there in Melbourne to watch. 355, he'll equal Darren Lockyer's record, provided he doesn't miss any more games in round 26 this year, and he'll break the record in the first week of the finals. Not only that, I heard Brett Finch say on Fox League on Matty John's Late Show on Thursday night that Cameron Smith's only missed 9 games in his entire career through injury.
Yeah,
that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Extraordinary.
Absolutely phenomenal. Mm.
Where do they play next week? Because in terms of if he'd missed Melbourne, where was he going to have to celebrate his 350th?
It would have been away game.
I think they're away tonight.
Yeah, exactly. He was desperate.
I think they're away. They're up in, they would have been up in Townsville next Friday night.
Yeah. GI reckons he can get 400. He reckons that Cameron Smith could play 400 games.
I don't think it's beyond the realms of possibility because he's contracted for next season, right? So if he doesn't miss any more matches this year, he'll get nearly 360. He might nudge 360. Then beyond that, you go into next year. And if he decides to play one more season, I mean, his body looks as though it's holding up. He doesn't show any signs of slowing down.
It's not like he plays with, his game's not about speed or power, is it? I mean, the way that he does things, it's all about, what he does upstairs.
He's
certainly not getting any dumber.
Yeah.
And then what happens too is if Craig Bellamy wanted to, mate, you just carry another utility on that, give him 50, 60 minutes because what he brings to the team, mate, easily done.
Yeah. And
congratulations.
He's an absolute ornament to the game. And just finally on the subject, a shout out to James Tonner. He's getting married today. He's a Leichhardt local, North Ryde Hawks Jr. and also played a bit of footy for the Coogee Dolphins. So
get
congratulations
into it,
to the big boy. He's marrying the bride, Charlotte.
Oh, so you're giving that shout out now.
Are you going to the wedding?
Is it all to give shout outs now, is it?
New South Wales Cup, Illawarra have gone in again. 12-6, they lead the Newcastle Knights just about half an hour into the first half in Newcastle. Next, let's talk some Bulldogs right here. Saturday, Triple M NRL. Triple M, Rocks 40, Saturday, Triple M NRL. We do it for Bryden's Lawyers. It is 12-6. Illawarra over Newcastle in the New South Wales Cup, just 7 minutes out from half time. It's been a disappointing season for the Bulldogs, every which way you look at it. And plenty of issues have arisen out of season 2017. Of course, they were beaten by the Panthers 16-8. Mathematically, they are no chance of getting into the eight. The first time a Des team hasn't for a very long time. Josh Reynolds won't be there next season. Incredibly passionate, of course, about his footy and about that team. And he spoke and was very open with the Triple M team after the loss.
Yeah, Josh, obviously a difficult week for everyone at the club and sort of a disappointing way for it to end, I guess.
Yeah, it's crazy, This is it's the first time that a big group of us are in this position. And, it sucks, mate. You just can't put your finger on what it is. We go into training and we see big effort plays by a lot of the boys week in, week out, but just got to be a bit smarter at times.
I've got to ask you, your name got banned about earlier in the week with, some stuff off the field. How'd you handle the week?
Oh, you know what, mate? I know exactly what happened. My close teammates know exactly what happened. People are going to say what they're going to say, I was, to be honest, I was very disappointed in what was being said about me because No, you do what you do. If I'd done something, I would have copped it. But it's just the way it goes.
And obviously, no finals now, Josh. It's, as you said, it's not something you guys are used to.
Yeah, well, that's probably the worst thing you could possibly say to me, mate. After such a good time I've had at this club, not to play in the semis in my last year is, yeah, it's very sad.
Up to you, boys.
Josh Wendell Sadler, mate. Always enjoyed watching you play for the Bulldogs, mate. You play with a lot of heart. You scored a try there to get the boys back in the game, but you just couldn't get it going in that second half, mate, with a killer blow.
Yeah, that was it, Del. Same as last week, you know, we're in it for the first half, and then second half we sort of come out and we were just very patchy. As I said before, just can't put our finger on what it is, but, you know, we've got a couple of games to go now. We've just got to keep digging in for each other and get the enjoyment back in it, you know. It's tough playing footy when it sucks, yeah. As you know, you come here, you turn up thinking it's going to be a fun, exciting game, and you go away from things that you talk about during the week, but, yeah, when we get the fun back, I think that'll be the best thing for us.
Yeah, Grub, it's Sally, mate. I just wanted to congratulate you on your performance tonight, especially after the week that you've had. A lot made about that issue last week. I thought you've handled yourself well, mate. But it's just that same thing with the Bulldogs, isn't it? It's just the attack down in the opposition 20.
Yeah, it is, Sally, you know. And, mate, I'm not shying away. It's big emphasis on the halves there. And, you know, that's something that myself and Frawls and most we got to work on. And, you know, we're men enough to stand up and say that, so... We're just going to keep working away, that's all we can do. You know, we're going to cop criticism, we're going to cop this and that, but we keep working, and, you know, if you keep trying, it's going to eventually come off, as you know.
Good. We appreciate your candor, mate. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, boys.
Good on you, Josh Reynolds.
Yeah, Josh Reynolds speaking after that loss for the Bulldogs to the Triple M team. Very honest and open guy, isn't he?
Well, you have to. I think it falls on the halves, you know. I mean, look, we all know the Bulldogs have had, you know, good forwards for a long time. But even the forwards for me haven't punched through the middle. They haven't terrorised sides. You know, Big Sam Cassiano, he got injured early. Didn't help. But the Dogs, every time you see them play, they're just, you know, I think they're just hoping to play well. There's no trust in the team. What they do is remember the Sharks team of years ago that before they won the premiership, they'd bring you down to their level?
Yep.
That's what the Dogs are doing at the moment. So the Panthers the other night, they found a way to win, but the try that they did score there, Josh Reynolds, you know, he did a good job. He just went to the, he just took him on, went bang, you know, and took him on. Regan Campbell-Gillard, I think, shot out a little bit and he just went bang off the left foot and scored that try. They're a pretty ordinary side to watch at the moment, the Bulldogs. And
well,
he
says that,
they're not
doesn't
having
he?
Fun. They're no, not having fun.
Well, that's exactly the words he used. And it's interesting, how do you do that? How do you get the fun back? I mean, if you're not winning games of footy, if you're struggling, and the idea of, oh, let's have fun. I mean, you can say that, but it's a really tough thing to go out and do, isn't it?
Well, the rumblings coming out of Belmore Town are that the Bulldogs, it's become a bit too scientific. It's become far too structured, and there's definitely frustrated is a word that you hear associated with the club a lot.
And obviously that goes back to head coach Des Haslam?
He comes up with a style of footy that they play, doesn't he? So definitely. Yeah, for sure. Des, the
but
results.
But I don't. Can anybody clear me then here? I just don't get what's going on with Des Hasler. And there's been reviews, there's been board meetings. Every second board meeting apparently is discussing Des. And then it's apparently when it goes, or they didn't discuss Des. His contract was renewed after a bad start. They had a win. He got 2-year extension. Suddenly, once again, after a series of losses, there it was. We're not going to have him. What has actually happened?
I don't think you could say with any great certainty, Tone, that Des will be the coach of the Bulldogs next season. I think there's still a lot of question marks. There are still 5 games to go. And if they had too many more losses like the one that they suffered against the Broncos a couple of weeks back, then I think that it could get a little bit tough there.
They've had 3 or 4 of those this year, but remember, I think Manly...
Penrith? Remember Ray Gibb, the chairman, went into the dressing room after the game?
Yeah, and wanted Des to sort of, leave the room. I know we say players have got to take accountability, but if you're not having fun, you're obviously not enjoying the style of coaching that you're getting. Something's got to change there, you know. They have to look to go in a different direction, I reckon, because I know they've got Aaron Woods and Kieran Foran coming next year. That's just not going to make things just all, you know, change and be rosier.
Jim Mick Ennis was strong on Sterlo on the couch during the week, Tony. He said that he thinks Dez's time's up.
It's
not working anymore, clearly. You know, you look at the number of points they've scored this season. Their attack has been awful for the majority of the year. And, you know, Hazem El Masri back in 2004 scored 342. Well, I don't think the way that they're averaging at the moment, Hazem's going to score more points on his ace that year that they won the premiership than what the Dogs are going to score this year. But their members and their fans, Tone, I get contacted by so many of them, they are at their wits' end.
But Mick, you're saying that, you know, it's too structured the way he coaches and the game has moved forward. But, I mean, this is a guy who's been incredibly successful. Surely Des can, you know, manipulate the way he does stuff and have a move things around. He hasn't missed a final. This is the first finals.
He missed one in 04 when he started at Manly. He missed one final, yeah. But otherwise,
he didn't have any grey hair in 04. It's a long time ago.
That's right, yeah. No, he's a September specialist. Look, Des is a champion coach. You don't win two premierships the way that he has. And you don't make all those final series and other grand finals with Canterbury. He had him in the grand final in his first year in 2012, had him in the grand final in 2014 as well. So he's a good coach, Gerds. How are you seeing it?
What makes Des a brilliant coach is the fact that he always gets the best out of his players. And I don't think you can question that. And even to this day, you see, you know, the players that he have, they don't come out and speak to the media. They're never talking about, you know, Des could be the problem. They always support. You see James Green, you see the core leadership group of the Bulldogs, and they all love their coach. And so that means they're playing for him every week. And you get that with their performance. Their defence this year has been, you know, great. They should be able to win a lot more games on that, which tells you that it's just the style in which they attack. And you'd have to think, and I've never been coached by Des, so and I don't like, you know, talking about what I hear, but the fact of the matter is, it looks like that they're always working towards a certain part of the field. They're always, you know, they're trying to get to certain points on the field to set up these systems in attack and these big shapes where they run the forwards. Everyone knows what they do. We've known what they do now for the last 5 years, and it was successful early on when they made the grand final and Des first came over there. It was a revelation, and that's what Des does. He revolutionises the game in certain ways, whether it be with technology, technique, but at the moment it's not working, and the question is Des going to stick solid with what he's been doing, believing that if he brings different players in, that those systems are going to work again, or is he willing just to blow it all up and play the way that, you know, other teams are playing with success? The game is always evolving and changing, and the good coaches are out there, and they're the ones, and Des was there when he did that, when he put those systems in place. We saw it was Michael Innes out the back to one of the big front rows that was then out the back to, you know, their halves.
Fullback Ben Barber at
the
time.
They almost went on and won a comp without a really recognised set of halves, which had never really happened before.
Des pioneered the forwards playing footy the way that they were as ball players. It was brilliant when it was first introduced. Is it still working now?
It's not. Well, no, it's obviously not still working now. And that's the thing, you know, you either come up with a different way or you go to another team where you might have different players that can play the way in which you want to coach. Yep. But at the moment, it's just not working. But as I said before, the players love Des, and I think that's one of the hardest things as a rugby league coach to achieve is having your players lay down on the tracks for you, and they certainly do that every week for
James Graham turns up every week before NRL 360 and says, I'm going in to bat for the gaffer. In an accent that isn't Pakistani, but still, you know, it's more English. We have to take a break. There are callers also who want to have a chat about Des Hasler and the Bulldogs. We'll see if we can get to them as well. Play a bit of 3 and 5 ahead. So much on Saturday, Triple M NRL for Brighton's lawyers.
Never miss a minute of the footy. Download the Triple M NRL app and listen anywhere. For Brighton's lawyers, protecting your future. This is Saturday, Triple M NRL.
The time to rewrite history is now.
With Peter Sterling, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor and James Hooper. Triple M rocks the footy.
Half time in the New South Wales Cup, and a look at the Tyre Power scoreboard. 24-6 Illawarra lead Newcastle. Some good footy being played by Illawarra there. Jai Field has gone over for a nice try. He'd be feeling a little bit, I guess. Matt Dufty has slid past him. Jai Field was running around, had a little bit of NRL experience early in the season. Matt Dufty, as we all know now, came in last week and made his debut and hangs on to the number one jersey with the injury to Ewan Aitken and Josh Dugan coming back into the Dragons NRL side, but playing in the centre.
Yeah, no doubt. But can I just correct you there, because he blows up. So it's spelt J, but it's actually J Field.
Oh, the corrector. There he is. He's just warming up.
Only because him and my young bloke. Because I first started saying Jay, and he goes, "Yeah, my mum's really done me in the eye there." She goes, "I like the name, how it's spelt, but it's actually Jay Field."
And his old man's Mike with a Y. Used to play with Mary at the Dapto Canaries.
There you go.
Mary with a M. Okay. So Jay Field.
Jay Field. Yeah.
I think that's what I said, wasn't it?
Yeah, you're a Dragons man. But look, mate, no, he was in the 20s the last couple of weeks. He's back to the Cutters now, and he's a very talented young player. So they're going along swimmingly.
He is not.
Indeed, he is. We were talking about...
There's no such thing as Mike with a Y.
Mate, I promise you.
M-Y.
The Dragons told me this. I've written it. Okay. I wrote the story. Yeah, he played with Mary.
M-Y-K-E.
100%.
Mike on the mic.
That is very good.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, we've got now Jade with an A from Bankstown, so I think may have a bit of Bulldogs in him. G'day, mate.
How you going, guys?
Well, good, thank you. Yourself. What are your thoughts?
Better than you.
Mate, you know, it's been hard as a Bulldog supporter to kind of keep a level head about, you know, what's going on at the club. But, I mean, I've heard a lot of people saying and defending Hasler's record in the finals, especially the Dogs. And, I mean, you can't argue with it in terms of getting us into the finals. But I think this year is definitely, in past years, like if you have a look at last year and the year before, we tripped into the final series and got knocked out first round or second round, if that. I think we beat St. George 2 years ago and then got kicked out in the second round. I think this year is probably the culmination of our lack of consistency over the last 3 years, and it's showing in our play and our results and where the fact that we're missing out on the finals. I think we're really fortunate to make the finals in the last 2 years. And in all honesty, I think we've probably been one of the most inconsistent sides ever since Ben Barber left us. We've been on a downward slope in terms of consistency. Out of all the clubs, we've probably been one of the most inconsistent in terms of results. As a fan, it's really frustrating. And you know, I've never been one to say, you know, sack the coach. But I mean, it's really hard to find answers elsewhere. And you know, you have a look at a big corporate organisation. If they weren't meeting the results, then it's a CEO's head on the line. You know.
Yeah, so, you raise some very fair points, Judd. You raise some very fair points. So, what would you do if you were on the Bulldogs board? If you were the chairman, or if you were the CEO? Would you be keeping Des for next season, or would you go in a different direction?
Mate, to be honest with you, look, and I'll just say one thing before I answer that question. I really feel sorry for the board because, and I was speaking to a member the other week about it, they have been, in terms of their results and what they've done for our club, immaculate, and I think just until the re-signing of Des Hasler. I think everything they've done for our club, if you have a look at us, we're one of the most financially sustainable. We've had such a great club, a great culture. You know, the fact that we lost J-Car as a sponsor and then picked up Kia. And Kia is like a massive brand that only supports things like the Australian Open and tennis and other things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, for them to want to endorse it.
Yeah, sorry, mate. It's just a sentence I never heard before. I really feel sorry for the board. But so are you, just quickly, Jade, because we've got to move on, are you keeping or losing Des next season?
You're buying some of your head.
I'd get rid of him, mate. Bring in Dean Pay, change direction.
Yeah. Yeah,
and you know, if Kieran Foran and Aaron Woods want to go because Hasler's gone, and see you later, mate. We're not about any players or anything like that, mate. Our club is much bigger than any player or any coach, and we've been through the worst of the worst and still managed to get through it. So, man, we're not dependent on anyone. So,
well done, Jade.
But I like what Jade said there. They have to go in a new direction. I reckon that's what the Dogs need. Man, remember the old Dogs of War? Dean Pay, I reckon, will bring that back.
Oh yeah.
There's a man, you can just hear the love of his club.
Oh, yeah. That's
he's
why,
very
yeah.
deep into it.
I like
he?
What he said, Tone. No individual is bigger than the club.
That's,
yeah, that was a good statement. That was a great statement.
Yeah. Wendell, do you hear that?
Yeah.
Time for this?
I'm bigger than this show, bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, three in five.
I love Tony's sequence. Yeah. I love the three in five.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12.
Three in five.
Yes, three and five. It's a very, very simple game. The questions are easy. The pressure of answering them with 5 seconds only is where it gets tough.
Is there a theme today, Tony?
Well, look, there's the Dragons.
Been pretty loose, the three
it's
and five.
A little bit loosey-goosey, yeah.
A couple of weeks.
Well, it's Knights and it's the Dragons.
Are you fatigued after Origin? Is there as much effort going into the preparation of three and five
as
what there's always have been?
Hey, mate, it takes more effort to be loose. You understand me?
Okay.
I have to work hard to be a little bit on the edge.
Amen to that.
Right. Yeah, okay. Yep. So this is, there's a slight theme. I'm going to start first of all because... Beautiful Newcastle, which I love, Swansea High School, and so on, the Newcastle Herald. Great days, great days. Mm. So I'm going to start with a bit of geography.
Newcastle Herald, was that your first Journalism?
I had my cadetship at
And what did you do up there, Tony?
Well, I didn't get the job first time around, but my rejection letter was brilliant. It said, "Dear Tony, we've chosen a cadet and that cadet is not you." That's what it is. Word for word.
Right, done well now, mate.
Love the Herald.
Yeah, love the Herald.
Straight to the point.
It was a broadsheet then. Okay, all right. I'm going to go with, anybody know Newcastle at all? Among the three of you?
No.
No, okay, I'm going to go with you then, Ryan. Name three Newcastle, because everybody thinks about
Newcastle. No, hang on.
Wait, yeah.
Okay.
Everybody thinks about Newcastle as, you know...
Beaches.
No, industrial. Exactly. Yeah. They think of it as industrial, but it is. It has the most beautiful beaches in
Merriweather.
The world.
Yep.
Yes, Merriweather.
Yeah, Black Beach.
Nobbies.
Nobbies.
Mate,
what are you doing?
And Smith's Beach.
Yes.
Well, you kind of got two mixed up. There is a Blacksmith's Beach.
Yeah.
So not a Black and a Smith. There's a Blacksmith's.
Nobbies. And Merriweather.
Yeah, Stockton, Coves Beach, Redhead. You did. Yeah, I'm going to give you three, even though Hoops did jump in there.
You're an idiot, Hoops.
I knew Nobbies.
Yeah. Okay.
You are a Nobby.
I'm going to go with you, Hoops, here.
Yep.
The Newcastle coach, as we know, is a wonderful Nathan Brown. Could you name three other players or coaches, apart from Brown, have colour names?
Tone.
What do you mean, tone?
Yeah.
Well, tone's
not a colour, it's a tone.
Yeah.
I would have gone Blake Green, obviously Paul Green. I would have taken Tyrone Peachey.
Oh, just in the comp.
Oh, so it could have been players. I thought you said coach.
No, I didn't. I said players or coaches.
That question.
Yeah. No.
I'm with you. Okay.
I'll give you another five seconds.
No, I'll give you another 5 seconds.
There you go.
Another 5 seconds. Okay, then.
There's another 5 seconds.
Blake Green.
Yeah, we said that.
Ned Green.
Yeah.
Paul Green. No. Brown. Nathan Brown.
Yeah. He's a player. He's a player. Off
Aaron
the field.
Gray. Yeah. I would have gone with Nathan Cleary as well. Clear colour. Matt White. Ben White. Chris Ash. There's a thousand. All right, Wendell Saylor.
Yeah.
You get the serious rugby league question.
I think
you can probably get. Could you please name three players who played three or more of the Dragons' 11 straight premiership wins?
Yes, Norm Proven, Changa Langlands, and...
He ran out. Who are you going to say?
Johnny Raper.
Johnny Raper, of course, Reg Gesnier, Ken Carney, Ian Walsh, Brian Clay, a thousand of them.
So, well done, Goods.
Well, good. Ryan Girdler, you are the winner. I think the competition was...
I only slept for 6.5 hours, but I'm still feeling all right.
Saturday Triple M NRL, we do it for Bryden's Lawyers. 1, 2, 3,
never miss a minute of the footy.
Too good. Oh, mate.
Download the Triple M NRL app and listen anywhere.
Listen to that crap.
I'm saved. Hallelujah.
This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
24-12 in the New South Wales Cup. Illawarra over Newcastle into the second half now by 7 minutes. All right, as we said earlier in the show, we wanted you to get involved asking anything. The Twitter hot seat. At @MMNRL, and I have in my left hand a series of these I've printed out. People who have tweeted, there it is. There's that sound. Let's go to my inbox. It is, I guess it is.
You love Twitter, don't you, Tony?
I do. It's one of my favourite things. Not really. I'm more old fashioned. I prefer to get abused just walking down the street. But you know, if you want to do it on social media, away you go. All right, these are questions that none of you has seen so far. This comes from Brad C. Hey guys, I've read that Benji Marshall has been asked to take a pay cut to stay at the Broncos. Do you think the Knights will monitor this, or should they?
Well, look, I'm not sure whether the Knights would be an option for Benji at this stage in his career. But if I'm Benji at the moment, I'm probably thinking about, going somewhere where I can earn a little bit more money in the form that he's in at the moment.
So is it 100 grand?
I think they're asking him on 100 again next year.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I know it was opportunity, but I think he's proven himself this year. The point, I don't know whether he's, still... I don't know, do you think you go 26 rounds? That might be a little bit too much for him. And to go and build a club like Newcastle might be a little bit too much. But if I'm a club out there and I'm looking to bring some guys through, he might be worth a couple of $100,000. If I'm Benji, I'm looking around.
You saw him in action, obviously, at the Dragons, Dell. What do you think?
No, if I'm Benji, I'm staying probably at the Broncos. I mean, I know it's only 100K probably, there or thereabouts, but off the field what he does. So I think he's got a job there with Nova. He does his own stuff there and off the field. So at his age now, and he's bringing those young blokes through, Nicarima and that. And at that age, it's going to get a bit harder for him. Next year's going to be quicker. So if I'm Benji, I'm staying there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with Wendell. I like it. I think it's been a great move for Benji, and he's got the enjoyment back in his footy. You think back to that final year at the Dragons, there were periods of frustration, and he looked like that the passion for the game was waning a little bit. So, yeah, I think it's been a good move for him. The Knights, they've got Connor Watson for next year anyway, Tone, and they're still chasing James
Lyon.
How
old's Benji though now?
He'd be 32, 33.
Yeah, so he's got another full year of footy in him.
Yeah, I know that.
But what's he going to play, like half a dozen games at the Broncos?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Well, wouldn't you want to play though? I mean, wouldn't the competitive part of him say, hey, I've got a good, I've proven to myself that I can play some footy.
Yeah, but he's bringing something special to those, the Broncos, not just the fans, but also the players. They just love him there. And with his, you know, with what he's done in the game, I think it's perfect for him to stay there, mate.
Okay. I'm not sure exactly how to answer this question. It's from Brett Headley. Is there more soul?
Give it to Del.
No, it's about you though. Yeah. Is there more? So I'll give it to Del. Yeah. Is there more salt or pepper now in Gerd's hair? What would you say the percentage ratio is between grey and black?
I'd say 75.
Which way?
Your pepper. Yeah. What would you say, Tony?
I'm going 80. 80.
You give me gray. 80 pepper?
No grey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, like, Gerz can pull it off. Not too many people can pull that off. Every time...
Yeah, not like George Clooney. He's hopeless at it.
No. But, I mean, you're talking about someone like George Clooney and Ryan Girdle in rugby league. He's been that sort of person, you know?
So. I quite like this question.
Oh, please, Wendell.
I got you, brother.
Matthew James Campbell. Hi, guys. Do you think the Melbourne Storm celebration 10 years since that grand final victory in 2007 is right or wrong because it doesn't show up in the history books? As you know, now that was taken from them with salary cap offences. And I saw that their coach was talking about it and said, well, no, you can't take away from them that they won a grand final, which they did. You can't take their tattoos off them, Hoops.
No, I don't have a problem with it, Tone. They did win that trophy, I know, with the benefit of hindsight, that obviously the NRL decided to take those premierships away from them. But I still think they were there on grand final day and all those players remember what they went through to get there. And it wasn't just about that day. It was about, you know, an entire season and even years and pre-seasons put in before that. So, Wendell, what do you think?
Yeah, look, I think you're on point there. I think Jeremy Smith said to me one stage, because he's got the tattoo, and he said, mate, one thing they can't do, he said, you know, take that we actually won it, that group of players and what we went through to get there. I know they might have been just a little bit over the salary cap, but, mate, those players is a pretty special bond when you win a premiership.
Did they take the premiership ring away from them?
No, I don't think they did.
They took the trophies, I know that. Like, if you see the NRL premiership trophy now,
what
the Proven Summons trophy, it's not awarded for 07 and 09. So whereas it'll say 2011, Dragons, 2012, Melbourne.
Yeah,
for seven,
I get how
for
it works.
2007 for 2007 and 2009,
we'll
it's
up,
just
mate.
Blank.
Yeah. There's nothing there at all.
No. I think it says not awarded.
Yeah.
Should have gone to the second place, Tony.
No.
What do they do at the Olympics, Tony? What do they do? If they take the gold off the winner... They give it to the silver medalist.
Yeah, but the Olympics is just a race first past the post. This is a whole different thing. Who would have come in to the top eight at the expense of Melbourne? That might have changed the matchups. Who'd have known that other team would have been in the grand final? Sliding doors.
What about in the Olympics? So, you know, if they're in certain, they've got to go through heats and qualifications. If the person that wins gold eventually doesn't knock those people out on the way through, then there's other people in the final. So you can look at it that way as well.
I hate it when you use logic. Okay, I stand corrected.
Wouldn't quite be the same as the celebrations on grand final day, though, would it?
No,
if you won it like that.
No. But something's got to go on the trophy.
Exactly.
Just can't happen.
So it's not awarded.
This
not
is a awarded. Very, very... look, this is quite a bit, might be tough for all of you, but just maybe one. If you were to be the GM of a brand new team, where would the team be? Where would the team be?
Oh, I wouldn't mind starting one up in Cuba.
all right, let's pretend Cuba's unavailable. where would
expansion?
You where is expansion? I
Miami.
Suppose. Where are you going?
Miami.
Oh, so I apologise to Samuel Harkness. Thank you.
I'll go to Western Australia. I just think I know people don't think we've got the infrastructure over there, but there's a bit of junior football over there, but also there's real good sponsors. And still, you've got that mining money. Cash converters, I know for the last couple of years, are ready to go with a team.
Head coach and first three players, Samuel Harkness also goes on to ask. Who's your
Cash
first?
Converters are still around.
Yeah, they are.
No way.
I swear to God.
Not in New South Wales, I don't think they are.
All right, and finally, Andrew, this is from Andrew Voss on Twitter.
Vossy, I love Vossy.
Yeah. How did Gerds miss that kick at Belmore from 35 out in 1997? Did he choke?
Oh, wow, Vossy. Nice.
Hashtag every time stuff I bump you may have missed.
every time I bump into Voss, he asks me about this kick. Mm-hmm. Was it we? Yeah, look, I was on a little bit of a run. The story is I was on a run of maybe about 20-something kicks at the time, and it was actually dead center, and yeah, it was a penalty. And Vossi, if you want to hear it, I choked, brother.
Did you?
Well, it just all got too much for me. The
was
record.
It, was a commentator's
curse? I just stopped thinking about it, and I pulled it left.
From in front?
Yep.
35 metres out? Shaked.
Yep.
I love it.
I'd like to blame the conditions. It was wet that night anyway.
There you go. There's a Twitter hot seat for today. Get involved whenever you can. Just go at @MMNRL. Saturday, MMNRL. We do it for Bryden's Lawyers. Yes, MMM rocking the footy. Newcastle making a little bit of a comeback here in New South Wales Cup. They've scored a try. They trail Illawarra 26-18 after the Knights beat St George Illawarra in the under-20s. That score 30-22. Big game of football, obviously, in the NRL this afternoon. The Dragons need those 2 points to maintain a little buffer ahead of Penrith, of course, who already had their win this weekend and sit at the moment on the same points. But as I said, St George Illawarra get that opportunity. So let's have a little look at it. The eight is going to finish up, not just the eight, whether Penrith are going to jump over St George Illawarra or Manly or whoever it may be. But I just want to get your thoughts too, if we're set in stone at the top four, the race, apart from where the Storm are, which seems to be in a different competition completely, it's pretty tight. Are you satisfied? Do you think Penrith, Ryan Girdler, will be able to make that jump and end up in the eight?
The Dragons and the Panthers have a pretty not an easy draw, but a favourable, that's the word, Hoops, a favourable draw on the run in. The big game is round 25 when they play each other. Yep. I think that could potentially decide who slides in there to eighth.
Yep.
The only other movement I think that we'll see is I think Parramatta will make the four given their run in. I think the Cowboys will struggle. They've got the Roosters, the Storm, the Sharks, the Panthers, and also the Broncos have. They've got a few tough ones in there as well, and I think Parramatta play the Broncos in one of the last games of the season, and I think that'll decide who makes the four. So yeah, some interesting games coming up.
The only question mark I had with the Eels, Gerds, I'm with you absolutely, was their differential. It's still -4 at the moment. So for them to actually push into the four, they're going to have to finish
length,
two clear.
Length,
and
length.
It's, yeah,
yep.
And it's so congested at the moment. I'm with Gerds, Tone. I think that round 25 match is going to be absolutely critical between the Dragons and the Panthers. Mm-hmm. I think surely Wendell, the red V win today. Look, if they want to feature in September, they need to take care of Newcastle at home. They made a strong statement and a really good step in the right direction last week. Interested to see how young Dufty goes again and Dugan in the centres.
Yeah, I'm nervous for the Dragons today because for some reason, a lot of ex-Dragons players have gone to the Knights over the years and stuff, and they've always been good
rivalry,
battles. Yeah, good rivalry there. Newcastle, like, they've lost a couple of tight games this year. They're obviously leading the Dragons in that last match, I think, at halftime, or they got to a good start. And last week, it was a good effort by the Dragons, you know, but they let Manly come back and they switch off. Obviously, Dugan in the centres. Dufty, everyone knows he's a very talented young player. 190 metres last week, obviously, a try assist and a try. I want him to back that up today, but mate, for the Dragons now, they've just got to keep winning, but they've got to play at a level that they did start of the year. They can't play that style of football. Even last week, they got the points, but you can't play like that against some of the better sides.
Yep.
I'm nervous for them because I tip Panthers sort of to be there. I think the Dragons can hold on to that eighth spot, but they've got to make sure they put a really good statement out there today.
Yeah, an absolute must win. It was a bad loss for the Seagulls last week, and particularly where they've got a couple of tough games coming up. They now sit on 26 for a team that was basically challenging for a top four. They still have got to get to in the eight. Yeah, that's not set in stone.
Well, Melbourne,
they got
Roosters.
The Storm tomorrow. Melbourne. That's tough. Yeah. And it's the Chooks. Yeah, they got a hard month.
Their last three, though, I mean, you know, I think they finish on the Warriors, the Dogs, and the Tigers. So you would think that, you know, they'll come into the finals on the back of a few wins.
Okay, well, there's the bottom of the eight. The top four then for you? Who have you got? Obviously, the Storm.
I'm going to look, the Melbourne Storm, I think we'd probably all agree, are they a lay down Mazare boys? I can't see any side stopping them for the minor premiership.
Yep.
I think the last year's premiers, Cronulla, are clearly a big chance. They'll finish certainly in the top four. I think the Roosters will get there as well. And then in terms of who nabs fourth spot, yep. Well, that's the interesting one.
Yep.
I'm going to go with Gerds. Even though the Eels are on that negative differential -4 at the moment, if they
they'll
keep winning,
games.
Yeah, yep. If they keep winning, then it is feasible that they can go past the Cowboys and the Broncos. Yep. So I'm going to go with the Eels. Gold.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the Eels, after what they showed last night, if Andrew McKellar didn't get injured, I'd stay the Broncos because, say, you've got enough players to turn that around and that'd be stinging after last night. That's a really good opportunity for them. You talk about moments dropped last night for the Broncos. That'd be ropeable. They did it so easy. Did you see the first try there where he went through Jordan Carew and then he tried to throw it back inside? They nearly bombed that try.
Yeah, I did, yeah. Jimmy the Jet, geez, he was on fire early.
Well, mate, that's what happens when you get a new contract, mate. Yeah, mate, it does.
Yeah, a terrific work for him getting that new contract at the Broncos. Plenty to come. We're going to check out the stock market, and we'll hear from both of the coaches ahead of today's game in Newcastle. It is the Dragons taking on the Knights. This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
Triple M Rock Saturday Arvo footy for Brighton's lawyers, protecting your future.